Go ahead. I don't have a statement if you have any questions.
How would you just kind of characterize your level of activity, conversations today, days leading up to today?
I mean, we were as busy as usual. I mean, look, we jumped out obviously with the Familia trade a couple weeks ago. That was where we were aggressive and felt we could make a big impact on this team. But we certainly spent the last at least week talking to clubs and seeing what was available. And you know, nothing came through today. But we will continue to try and continue to hope to add to the team.
Only as buyers? I mean, you approach this deadline only as buyers.
Yeah. Yes.
When did that become the focus?
I think I said earlier when we went through that stretch with Cleveland, Houston played really well. You know, I think that kind of sealed it for both me and Billy that we sort of owed it to this team to see how we can help them.
What do you kind of see? Just the past few days, the biggest obstacle in not getting something done, be it the market itself, not wanting to give up, you know, prospects or...
Yeah, I don't know that any one thing stood out. I mean, a lot of things have to come together to make any deal. You know, ownership showed with the Familia deal they were willing to take on money. That was not an issue. Some prices were higher than others in terms of prospects, but it's also about getting the right guy. I mean, you can't just add anyone to the clubhouse, anyone to the 25-man roster. It has to be the right fit. It didn't come together today. But we've seen in recent years a lot of important deals get made in August, so we're still optimistic.
When you said you're looking for towards in August, is it going to be from a reliever standpoint or bull? Or
I don't know. We explored a little bit of everything, position player, starter, reliever. So I think we'll continue to monitor the club and figure out where the best fit is.
I guess people would assume that you would have looked at starters, but in your mind, how was that market? How would you kind of characterize it?
Well, I think you saw not a lot of starters got moved. So it's difficult. I mean, a lot of teams are looking for starters, and a lot of teams want to hold on to theirs. So there just weren't a lot of names out there.
I guess that's why the market for relievers was so much higher now, because there weren't that many starters out there.
Yeah, relievers always get moved this time of year. I think generally at the deadline is one of the easiest ways to improve your club. You've got a number of spots. Teams can upgrade there, so I think you'll see that the value of reliever is never as high as it is at the deadline, because teams can upgrade easily that way. I read somewhere last year 10 guys were moved, like the 10 relievers were moved the morning of the deadline, so it's pretty common for this time of year.
And relievers were on your radar even after Familia?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. I think we still feel like we can upgrade the team that way and continue to try and shorten the game.
You confident that you could maybe get a reliever in August?
I couldn't put odds on it. I mean, we're going to try.
Yeah. Status quo, though, how do you see this moving forward? You're kind of more, bullpen-minded than rotation-minded.
I don't know. We're asking a lot of our starters right now. I mean, look, this team has played great for the last 6 weeks. The starters have carried more than their share of the load. And we're going to ask them to continue to do that, but any way we can help them out, we'll try to do.
I think there's thought that guys are more concerned if, you know, they're thinking about themselves getting moved as opposed to, you know, new guys being added.
Yeah.
What do you think it does for the morale when guys aren't getting subtracted?
Hopefully the guys are pleased with adding Familia a couple weeks ago, and then no one had to come into today worrying that they were going to go. I mean, it's been a few years since we've been able to do that. So, 2 months ago, I think there was a lot of talk about whether it was Jed or Chris or even Blake. And that hasn't been an issue for a month, and hopefully it's contributed to the way they've played.
So, you know, like Houston and Seattle, you know, do some moves. Does that impact the way you go about things at all, or is it just...
We don't have the ability to sort of match those teams move for move. I mean, hopefully those teams making moves is complement to the way we've played. But again, we know who we have to try and keep pace with, and our guys need to focus on the way they're playing.
Bob mentioned that Luzardo's headed to AAA next?
Yeah, he broke a little news. Jesus hasn't been told yet. He's like in the third inning right now, so they're gonna tell him in the dugout when he comes out of the game. But yeah,
he was Manolo asked him about Luzardo, so he didn't just offer that up.
Yeah, we're gonna move him up. He's got about 5 starts left, and he's pitched great at Double A, and you know, deserves the challenge of Triple A for the last month of the season.
I kind of asked Bob a similar question, but do you feel that it's moving forward with the bullpen that you guys have right now, do you feel that it's important, I guess, for the starters to go a little bit later in the game so they don't kind of tax the bullpen as much? Or
yeah, it's a balancing act. I mean, at the same time, we don't want to overwork the starters either. We have some days off coming up, which will be nice and give some guys some extra rest, but after that, we've got 20 straight. So we're asking a lot of both units. So it's tough for Bob and Emo to kind of figure out where that line is, but we need both starters and relievers to be fresh as we go through the last 2 months.
I imagine Luzardo's not on the big league plan, right?
It's not something we've discussed.
For this year?
Yeah.
So you're not ruling it out, or you're not suggesting it could or couldn't happen?
I don't rule anything out, but mm-hmm. I don't expect him to be here.
Yeah. And why is that?
I'm not going to get into our thinking.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think it's the best thing for him or
yeah.
for the team right now.
Okay.
That might change on September 1st. But.
Hmm. Yeah.
Did you even expect him to get to AAA by this point?
No, I didn't. He started the year in Stockton. I was happy he was there. We were going to get his, you know, 120 or so innings. He's been great.
What has his, have you guys had him on like an innings limit?
Yeah, 120 to 125 innings is what we expected for this year, and he's right on pace.
And that on pace through August. I mean, his season ends in late August.
Yeah.
So if he comes up in September, it would just be.
That would be more than what we.
It's been just hanging out mostly, inning here, inning there. But
yeah, it's like I said, it's unlikely.
Unlikely. Yeah. What do you? Are you a fan of bullpenning? Whatever the heck that means.
I'm not sure what it.
Well,
I mean, there's a lot of different versions.
Yeah, I mean, are you a fan of letting the bullpen carry the load and kind of pulling starters out?
I don't think there's one way to do this. Mm-hmm. I think, you know, each starter is different, each day is different, bullpen workload is different days. I don't know that you can say there's a strategy to doing this. I think Bob and Emo have done a great job getting the most out of our guys.
Good.